You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
John, food.
Yeah, and normally I'm all about the steak or the burger, but I saw this list, and it's a list of the top fast food chicken tenders. It seems to be everyone puts chicken tenders on their menu these days. Even Taco Bell has chicken tenders. Now, that is one of this group that I have not experienced. But I know you said
you've had them.
Yeah, we've got great experience with some of these restaurants. And obviously, we've seen with the chicken sandwich has been a hot item over the past couple of years. Popeye's coming out with theirs. We know Chick-fil-A, but it's chicken tenders. And I'm not the expert on this one, but I do have an expert in our family, and that's Teddy. Chicken tenders are his main food group.
Yeah.
As it is with a lot of kids.
Yep.
And no matter where you go, it's, you know, if you're at a sit-down restaurant, your kids' menu, the first thing on the list is chicken tenders. You go to any of these fast food joints and it's, you know, it's chicken tenders. So I would like to know from our listeners in the area, now that we have a Raising Cane's here, some of them on this list we don't have in the area, but where is the best fast food chicken tender? And I'd like to hear from you about Taco Bell's chicken tenders.
I was surprised that they're on the menu, and I was surprised at how good they were.
Really?
Yeah. Now, I'm not going to say they're the greatest chicken nugget tender I've ever had, but mm-hmm. I went into it with a very low bar, and I thought, yeah, this is passable.
Yeah.
This is like actual good fast food chicken. I wouldn't put it ahead of things like Popeyes. I haven't had Raising Cane's, but I wouldn't put it ahead of Popeyes. Do you have the list in front of you?
I do. And so I'll start from the bottom. They got 13 on this one. And again, some of them aren't available here. Whataburger, not available here. Is at 13. Cookout, I've not even heard of that one.
No, I've never heard.
That's at 12. Smash Burger at 11. Sonic at 10. Now I'm surprised it's at 10. Popeyes at 9. Bojangles at 8. KFC at 7. Their specialty is obviously chicken. McDonald's at 6. Taco Bell at 5. Chick-fil-A at 4. Wingstop at 3, which is exploding in this area, which is really good. Zaxby's at 2, and Raising Cane's comes in leading the bunch with in this individual's Aaron McDowell, who is
Business Insider, did the work for us, but we know you guys are doing the work every day out here eating this stuff too. So
where's the best chicken tenders?
She has the last name. She didn't put McDowell's on the list.
Want to have some level of objectivity here.
Yes. No, McDowell's is what's it with the movie?
Coming to America.
Coming to America. Yes, thank you. Yes. The Golden Arches.
Wendy's not on here.
No, Wendy's. I was curious too, because does Wendy's still have the chicken fries?
No.
They don't have them anymore.
I thought Burger King did chicken fries.
No, I think Wendy's did it for a little
Maybe
while.
They both
yeah.
did.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And the chicken fries, I liked the ease of eating it on the go, but they were terrible.
I guess Wendy's doesn't do tenders, they do nuggets.
Yeah.
But
What about Arby's? Do they have
I have not
tenders?
Been to an Arby's in years.
Think they have
I only
tenders.
Go for their what is it? Their Jamocha shake.
Curly fries?
Yeah. Curly fries are good. Yeah. Yeah.
They have a chicken sandwich at Arby's. It's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Raising Cane's to me is the best on this list.
You've had it.
I've had it. I've had many Raising Cane's. Even before they were here, anytime we would travel with the baseball and softball tournaments, even the basketball tournaments, you go to the South, whether it's Kentucky, Tennessee. Tennessee has the Whataburgers. I've tried theirs. But the Raising Cane's, to me, with the way that they fry them, the breading on them, it's a little bit lighter than some, is to me the best. So and I don't want this to get into the debate because some people will talk about the Raising Cane's dipping sauce.
You're saying without sauce factored in.
Without sauce factored in, yes. You actually have to kiss your partner. You don't have sauces in this topic here.
Did you see the lines for the Raising Cane's when they first made their way to our
area? Oh, yeah. Lisa, the one that opened on Ford Road is not far from our house.
Yeah.
So Lisa would go over there every once in a while, and there were times where we would drive by and be like, that's insane. No. But the lines have diminished. You don't have to wait 45 minutes to get your order anymore. They're doing a really good job. And I think Raising Cane's, to me, it is appropriately at number one.
Are you counting variations? Like, I like Popeyes, but I'll get the spicy. It's not a sauce. It's part of how the chicken is seasoned and then breaded.
So, the spice is fine, but it's the issue is, when it comes down to me, is how much breading is there versus actual chicken? Mm. Because a lot of them will, cake on the breading, and you're trying to find where is the chicken actually in this. That's why not a huge fan of... the KFC ones, because I just think they're overbreaded.
I'm a spicy garlic guy.
There you go.
I do think KFC's overbreaded. We'll get the people on this. 248-539-9797. Everybody's doing chicken nuggets, chicken tenders. Even Taco Bell is in on the game now. You guys are eating it. What's the best out there? Chad, Ann Arbor, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
Good morning.
I got a Midwestern classic that should be on the list, and that's Culver's. Mm.
See, the Culver's ones to me they're too hard.
Oh. I disagree. I just love their ranch too. I'm just a big Culver's fan in general.
The Butterburger. I don't think I've ever had chicken tenders there.
Oh, like I said, we always get chicken tenders and I always end up eating some of Teddy's. And they're okay, but
I'm hard.
All right.
Thanks, Rieger. But what is it about the Culver's ones that you like so much?
I just like the quality of the chicken, to be honest. Because some of these places, it's questionable chicken, so.
Yeah. Have you had the spicy ones at the Culver's?
I haven't, but I am a big fan of spicy, so I'm sure I would enjoy it.
Okay. Yeah.
Some ticket texts that have been pouring in. Full disclosure, guys, the Taco Bell chicken tenders are really good. Mm. Avocado ranch burrito with the tenders is fantastic, but my go-to is Wingstop.
Wingstop, yeah. I would put them ahead of Zaxby's. I've had Zaxby's before, and they're good, but they're not Wingstop. Chick-fil-A, I like the nuggets, but the tenders just don't do it for me.
Culver's chicken strips, surprisingly great. Culver's tenders, a lot of Culver's love.
Yeah, Culver's menu is great.
Says, I don't expect it to be on the list because I'm not sure it's big enough yet, but without a doubt, Savvy Sliders chicken tenders are number one for me. Chicken Shack, that's James in Rochester Hills. Lee's Chicken, Dave's Hot Chicken. Let us know. 248-539-9797. You have the list. It's Men's Journal. that posted this, right?
Yeah, and it's, again, I'll just give you the top five. Top five are Raising Cane's, Zaxby's, Wingstop, Chick-fil-A, and Taco Bell.
Which is the latest to get into the chicken tender chicken mm-hmm. game. Let's get to Don in Detroit. Don, good morning.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How's it going?
Good. How you doing?
Good, man. I'm cool, man. Hey, about the chicken, I think that top five might have to be revised. There's some brands, man, just traveling, and I think Crispy Crunchy should be in that top five somewhere, man.
Where do you find Crispy Crunchy?
They're all through the South. They're even up here in the metro area. I think there's one on, like, Shaner and, like, 696, but they're all around.
Oh, we have them. Yeah, I'm looking it up right now. We got, like, three.
I haven't seen those.
Short drive from where we are right now, yeah.
Okay.
I'll have to check it out. I've never tried it.
What's good about the Crispy Crunchy ones?
I heard you talking about that batter.
Yeah.
And they're not overly battered, and they're nice size, man. You get a lot of chicken. The seasoning's there.
It says Cajun.
It's got like a little spice to it,
yeah.
too. Not overwhelming, but it's pretty cool, man.
Okay.
The official fried chicken of the Boston Red Sox, for those that are curious. It always gets back to.
Bregman.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let's get to Jack in Chesterfield. Jack, what's up?
Hey, boys. I'm a student at Michigan State University in East Lansing.
I'm sorry.
And we got a we got a number of chicken options down there in downtown East Lansing, and I'll tell you that there is absolutely nothing better than coming home wasted at 1 a.m. and shoving your face full of greasy goodness from Raising Cane's. There's absolutely nothing better. That's all I got to say.
Okay.
All right, that's a vote for
take you. Yeah, Raising Cane's. I would agree with them, and I hate to agree with Spartans, but I would agree. Raising Cane's, top of the list.
Jonas in Utica, you're next up. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Good. Talking chicken, you got to mention Dave's Hot Chicken. I think they clear everything on that list. Surprising me, the guy from EL, Sparty, he would choose Cane's over Dave's. Shocks me.
Well, I mean, he's obviously shown a lack of judgment to begin with. So
For many reasons,
Dave's Hot Chicken, I have not. I know that they've been popping up around town here. I have not had Dave's Hot Chicken chicken tenders. What is it? Is it a seasoning? Is it a breading?
It is, yeah. It's a Nashville style. So if you're going to rank them based on, you know, no sauce, no spice, it's all spiced. So that's why I like it. But okay. You get no spice on your tender still. The breading's super flavorful, really crispy. Cornstarch, slurry, whatever they're using, it's so good.
Okay. All right. I'll try those out.
Couple ticket texts. Says, I would say Wendy's spicy chicken is the best. Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets are the best. And for tenders, it's Raising Cane's.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the, for the Chick-fil-A tenders. Whenever I've had those, because Teddy will, you know, he'll kind of go between the chicken. And we usually get the chicken nuggets for him. Love the nuggets. But the tenders always come out to me feeling like they're a little overdone. Like the breading is a little bit, it's just, I don't want to say burned, but it kind of has that, it's on the verge of being burned.
Yeah. Popeye's chicken tenders, I think criminally underrated. They're ninth on the list you had.
Okay.
I'm a fan of the Popeye's chicken tenders. Grilled nuggets at Chick-fil-A. We're not doing grilled chicken here, guys.
No,
I get it. It's healthier. It's not part of this conversation.
Blah, blah, blah.
I know technically you're doing the nuggets / tenders. Me and Greg universally agree on this. When the Popeye's spicy chicken sandwich came out and was the big hit and creating lines all over the place, we both agree we've never quite enjoyed something chicken related like that in our lives. It was so good.
Really? I've never had it.
Dude.
You're talking about like it's like a religious awakening that you guys.
My mouth is watering thinking about it right now.
So there, now is there, what's on that burger?
They had the pickles, you know, and that whole thing fad stated with their spicy sauce. And
yeah.
What else was on it, Greg?
Is there cheese on it?
I don't remember.
No.
No, I don't think so.
No. I think I remember one having like a spicy pepper jack cheese on it. Maybe that's the new one at Chick-fil-A. I can't remember.
I mean, this was that thing that happened like 5 to 7 years ago. Something
yeah.
Like that. I think it was pretty cool.
I remember. It was a whole
phenomenon. It was the one over here on Telegraph.
Yeah.
I mean, it was backed up onto the road.
Come up on ticket text. I want to give the floor to Victor to make the sales pitch. Victor in Livonia, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Love the show.
What's
Thank
up?
You.
Yeah, so I don't know if anybody else is going to bring this up, but the Dairy Queen, the Grill and Chill locations, they got some great chicken tenders, and they might be the only restaurant that offers the country-style dipping sauce, so I just think it's great. That was my 2 cents. Love the show, guys.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
DQ.
Yeah. I don't like your take, but appreciate you loving the show. The Dairy Queen ones, I've had them once. I'll never have them again.
Yeah, they're nothing special. Brendan, Clinton Township, what's up?
Good morning, gentlemen. I listen to the show every morning. Love it.
Thanks.
So I have an unpopular opinion, and I haven't heard it yet, but the Coop at Little Caesars Arena, their honey mustard, along with like the chicken tenders, are so good. They're just big enough, and they're crispy. I absolutely love them. Have you tried them?
I've had them.
I don't
share this passionate. They're fine for arena chicken tenders.
Yeah.
I always get grilled for them, but I don't know. Those are the best for me.
I mean, I went to probably 20 plus Red Wing games last year. Yeah. I got them at 2 or 3. I mean, it wasn't like, oh, I got to go to the Coop and get my chicken tenders.
The one that's not on this list that I know we hit frequently is Shake Shack. Shake Shack is, they've got really good tenders. And when some of the breading does fall off, if you're willing to go ahead and get all of the crumbs as well, because you just don't want to miss a bite, that to me is a sign of a really good, just flavor, spice, texture. It just ended up, it's kind of, to me, I'd go Raising Cane's. Zaxby's is really good. I'd keep those probably at 2. Wingstop, and then I would go Shake Shack. It's weird to have a burger joint have really good tenders. But, hey, there's burger joints on here. Other burger joints, there's a taco joint on here.
Taco Bell. Top 5. Yeah. Incredible.
Hmm.
No limits. 97.1.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.